Miss Moret.
Hey, girlie, how you doing?
I am so well, Miss Moret. It's a new year, and my friends and I have been talking about God's purpose for our lives. Was there a specific question that you asked God that helped you find your purpose?
It really was rudimentary questions, like, you may be like this in your image for some reason. What is it I'm supposed to do? And I've been singing all my life. I went away to school and kept singing and just kept singing and joined the choir and did all those things. But it really wasn't until I asked him what it was he had purposed me to do that it just spoke clearly to my heart that I was supposed to be blessing people through my music. And I'd seen God use me through my music, but it's something about when he spoke that word to me and he told me, the light bulb just went off in my head and I was like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I've seen the effect that my music, my singing has had on people. And it wasn't like some people sing and the people jump up and they start, you know, ooh, yeah, that was a great note. That was a hot run. But when I sang, people cried. And so that was a kind of a hard pill to swallow because you're kind of looking at everybody going, wow, I really must be terrible because everybody's like frowning at me. But what I realized was people were really digesting the words that I was saying, and they really could feel the spirit of the Lord through what I was saying. So when he told me that's what I was supposed to be doing, it just automatically clicked with my spirit. And really, that was over 20 years ago, and I've been running ever since.
And you were obedient right away?
Yeah, you know, I actually was, because I'm telling you, I wasn't obedient when I was a child, but I really didn't know that was my calling when I was a child. They used to call us up to sing. I have a twin brother, and they used to call us up to sing, and he would go walking up to the front of church, and I would purposely stay in my seat, turn around when he got to the front thinking I was behind him, and he turned around and look out into the audience and see me sitting there, and he'd give me this look like, I don't believe you still sitting there. I was like, you got it, you can do it. So I wasn't the type of person, you know, my parents drug us to church, and I never really was looking to be out front or in the spotlight. And so when people that I grew up with, that I went to high school with, when I first started singing, and the word kind of started spreading, you know, oh, well, you know, Moret Brown at the time, you know, she's making records, and all the people in New York were like, she's not the singer, her brother's the singer. She plays the piano for him. And they were like, no, it's her. She's making the records. And everybody was in disbelief because they knew that's not kind of what I thought I was supposed to be doing. And it never really set in that this was what I was called to do until I earnestly sought the Lord and sought an answer from him.